Hi, I'm Ben Scheim from Social Media Week's global team, and you're listening to the Social Media Week Glasgow podcast.
Everyone hear me? Great. Thanks for everyone for coming today. It's great to be back in Glasgow. It's been probably 5 or 6 years since I've been here. Don't think it's going to be so long next time because I've had a great experience so far. This presentation is very different to the last one I gave a few hours ago. It's a very modern, new venue, a lot of light. I can see some great scenery, great buildings in the background here. The presentation I gave about 3 hours ago was in a movie theater, so it was very dark, kind of big cinema, very kind of traditional and old-fashioned, but it's also very cool and relevant because we're talking about YouTube. I think this venue is also relevant given that today we're going to be talking about Google Plus primarily, and that's something that's brand new for Google and probably brand new for a lot of people in the audience as well. Hopefully a few people have heard of it, but I'm not sure how many people have actually got to work with it so far. Be interested to see actually who here has actually got a Google Plus account. It's actually quite a lot. Maybe that's representative of the industry, so that's great to know. So I was kind of a little bit worried about giving this presentation today because there's so much changing with Google Plus all the time, and I knew whatever I put on the slides had the potential to change, by the time I got to give the presentation. That's definitely been the case, and I'll be able to highlight a few of those changes to you. The big kind of change that Arvind alluded to earlier is that Google Plus has gone into beta today, which means that it's open sign-up. You don't need to have an invite any longer to join and get involved with that. So I found that out about 5 minutes before I came here that I was allowed to say that. So things never stand still. So the aim today really is to kind of give you a walkthrough of Google Plus, as it was yesterday at least. Now I'll be able to tell you also about some of the additional things which have been announced today with the full rollout. So that's pretty exciting, and it could just be an exclusive for Google events because I'm not sure anybody else from Google is actually talking at this particular time that I am. So it's great for me, great for you, hopefully. Okay, so Google's been around for around about 13 years now. It's launched in 1998 from a garage in Silicon Valley with Sergey and Larry, and renting a garage from Susan Wojcicki, who's now a VP with Google. So, just goes to show who you rent your garage to can actually be a big deal and can impact your life in big ways. So, I'd like people to consider that when they go away from the presentation today. Most seriously, though, I think the first thing and the reason Google was successful was really putting the user first and at the forefront of everything that we do. And that's why Google Search was such a great product, and what Google became known for, and still, which is a very, very large part of our business. Having said that, we're looking into a lot of different areas now, and I think the realization is that the world is becoming much more social. So in the presentation earlier, I was kind of talking about all the different social media platforms that are out there right now, and which one do you use? Is Facebook and Twitter? We talked about earlier how YouTube can be very social as well. But Google Plus is really Google's kind of first dedicated social offering. So it's something that's quite new for us, and it's still very much in the early stages. We're still calling it the Google Plus project. So it's very much put it out there, see how people interact with it, and get feedback from that and make a better product. So the key thing around Google Plus is, as with all our products, is putting the user at the center of everything that we do. Kind of the reason we came up for this was that we found out a lot of the models that are out there right now for social media and social networks, they're kind of broken. Sharing things within those environments is not as natural and as easy as it should be in real life. So that's kind of, and hence the name of the presentation, Bringing Social to Life, was really, that's kind of really what was at the heart of Google Plus, was trying to make sharing online more like sharing in real life. And some of the things that are at the core of that, the circles and the groups and how you work with those, that's kind of a reflection of that. So we're going to look in a bit more detail at some of those things. So some of these are screenshots from a demo page, which you can find online. And that should now have been updated with the new things that we've rolled into that, which I'll kind of outline it at the end of the presentation, and I'll also be providing the URL for that, so you can go and check that out for yourself and find out what it's all about. Sounds like a lot of people are already working with it, so that's a great sign, and hopefully won't be boring you with stuff you've already gone over. But there's some quite cool things on here that you may not have seen before. So as I mentioned, you know, really at the heart of this is something called circles, and I love this. I think it's very convenient. You know, you kind of think about, you define a circle based on a group of contacts or friends or family that you want to share things with and interact with. So the great thing about this is somebody could be in a number of different circles. So for example, I might have one which is my work colleagues. I probably don't want to share, you know, details of my vacation with them or something like that. But those colleagues who are also my friend could be in a friend circle, and then they do get to see that. So it's this idea, really, of having social groups within the social network, within Google+, that you know, more accurately reflect the groups that you have in real life. So this is something that's kind of at the core of it, I think is really cool. And it's actually quite, you know, I find it quite fun, kind of somebody comes in into your kind of stream, and you're like, well, where do I put those people? And it's like, you know, are they colleagues, are they friends? And kind of, you know, it's very kind of interactive in the way that you can essentially drag these guys. So not sure who this is, but you know, you might want to drag this guy into Ski Crew, or you know, this person into San Diego Peeps, whatever it is on this example. So it's just a really nice way of defining those groups, and I think that's one of the features so far that's got a lot of positive feedback. One thing I want to talk about today as well is how you can use this in a business setting, because it's great to have another, you know, social website that you can use, but there are so many things that we log into already. You know, there's email, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's YouTube, there's all these different things we have to check constantly every day. And it's trying to, you know, see where does that fit in. So I'll try and give you some examples of how I've used that, and customers that I've worked with have been using that. So one of the key things that I've been doing, and my team have been doing, is that we would create a circle for a particular customer. So I work with a bunch of advertising agencies, so, you know, we create a particular circle for the agency. So it's a great way to just stay in touch with them and ensure that everybody in the agency is updated on what's happening within Google, or, you know, product updates, you know, what latest happenings, and making sure that they get content that's relevant to them. So that's kind of one way that we've done it so far. And I think it can be great for businesses to actually put customers into groups like that and, you know, choose the information that you share with them. So we're going to walk through an example here. And this is something that one of my colleagues put together in the US. This is actually her very own Google+ page. So it'd be kind of interesting. In fact, I know a couple of people on this slide, which is interesting. So yeah, I mean, this is how it would work in, you know, a more real-world setting. You can see these different circles here, you know, filling it with contacts. As I mentioned, once you drag one of these into a circle, a little circle appears on there that shows you that you put them somewhere. But you can drag them into multiple ones, as I mentioned, which I think is a really nice way of relating to people. So that's kind of one of the key things at the heart of it, which hopefully many of you have already seen. And this is an example of creating a new circle. So somebody's created a circle here called Fashion Friends. So my colleague who's created this is obviously very into fashion, and she's just showing how it looks when you create a new circle there and putting people into that. And for some reason, I'm trying to delete it. I'm not sure why. I think it's just to highlight the name in that case. Okay, so this is another thing at the core of Google+, and, you know, other social websites too. It's your stream. It's where the content comes in, the content that you want to see from the people you want to see it from. So this is just an example, really, of you know, showing Sandra is my colleague here in this example, and showing a few examples of how the content appears in her stream. Hopefully nothing too crazy there. I'm sure things you've seen a lot of before. I guess you know, one interesting thing here is the integration, really, of the plus one button. And we're going to touch on that a little bit later, and how you might use that in a business context and integrate that into websites if there are any, you know, website publishers or web developers out there, or, you know, if you're in that kind of team within your organization who's responsible for that. So that's kind of a key part of it, how the interface looks. And this is Sandra posting something to her stream. She's obviously in the same team as me, the agency team, posting she'd met with iCrossing today. And a setting here, who you're going to share it with. So basically, at this point, when you're sharing that content, you could have it open to everybody if you want to, or you could specify certain circles who you want to share that with. So that's kind of where the circles come into content creation and sharing. And the stuff you get here would either be from the people that you follow and are in your circles. And this is exactly the example of that, showing which people you want to share it with. Fashion Frames is still there, so she obviously didn't delete it. That's good. And just going back to that one, yeah, met the CEO of Burberry, so must have been fun. And then this is a different circle here, so we're looking at the stream is essentially a combination of all these different circles and content from all those circles. Now we're going to dive into a specific circle. So this particular subsection of the stream only includes stuff from Sandra's friends. So that's just kind of showing how that looks. And I think it's a great way, really, of sorting through the content, because I'm frequently overwhelmed by what comes into my stream. I use Twitter, I use TweetDeck, actually, to kind of bring Facebook, Twitter, Foursquare together. And I find it really hard. I mean, literally, I follow so many people on Twitter, literally, it's just kind of updated so quickly. And, probably I need to play around with the controls a little bit in TweetDeck, but I just find it overwhelming to keep in touch with all these things and keep up to date with all these happenings. It's just kind of every single minute of the day, it's like there are 100 more tweets I need to follow up on. So I think this is a nice way of kind of subdividing the content that you subscribe to, and you can really just look at the stuff that's relevant to you. So I get a much quicker snapshot here. Busy day, for example. You know what? I'm interested in, what my coworkers are doing, but maybe I'm not that interested on that particular day because I don't have time, so I'm just going to drill straight down to friends or family. So it's a really nice way of streamlining that. And here's Fashion Friends. We're all curious about who was in that circle. I know I was. And this is showing what's going on here. So it's something Burberry had some kind of event, it looks like, with The Feeling, which is shared on YouTube. And that kind of goes back to something we talked about earlier, which is, it's kind of, how do you combine all these different things? I try to position YouTube as kind of a central hub for this, in that you can incorporate Facebook and Twitter comments into your YouTube channel. And we talked a lot about how YouTube is shared, hours and hours of video watched on Facebook every day from YouTube. And I'm going to try and get this stat right. I think it's, so YouTube is the most tweeted brand in the world. Every minute of the day, there are 500 tweets which contain YouTube links. So it's kind of looking at how these things fit together. And obviously, naturally with YouTube and Google Plus being Google products, it's you can share these things from one platform to another. So it's very easy to share from YouTube across to Google Plus and share video content with your contacts on there. Okay, now this is something which is one of my favorite features, actually, of Google Plus, and also it can be great for a customer setting. So one thing you can do is called, it's a Hangout. You can create a Hangout. So, what you would do is essentially, it might sound a bit weird at first, but, once you get used to it, it's pretty cool. You would essentially create a Hangout, which means that you're appearing on your webcam. So you're kind of there, and something in your appears in your friends' streams, which says you're available and ready to hang out. And essentially means you're sat there with your laptop, you've got your webcam on, you're ready to have conversations with people. And this can be with, any of your circles, or it can be public, so wouldn't advise necessarily doing it public, but you can have that shared with specific people, you can have it shared with specific circles, and people can then come and hang out with you. So it's a great way of just saying, rather than scheduling, let's have a call on, Google Talk at 8 p.m., you can just be there hanging out for a while. And it's a much more kind of like instant messaging, I guess. You can kind of go away, walk away for a while, come back to it, pick it up. And that's kind of the idea, really, around Hangouts. In terms of a business example of this, we've heard of some companies, I'm trying to think of who it might be, and I don't know, but there are some good examples of customers using this for CRM. So they have somebody who's hanging out at a given time in the kind of customer service team, and they're waiting to receive calls. And it's a great kind of social way of having conversations. I personally love when companies have a chat box you chat to. So rather than email back and forth, call the number, get bounced, press like a million options, which drives me crazy, you have a chat box, you can clarify the issue, you know, really easily, and they come back to you with a response. And I've kind of solved some problems with companies that way, and I found it a really good experience compared to, you know, email or telephone. This is kind of taking that a step further. It's actually having the face-to-face contact. And, you know, I think I always feel like I can get things done better if I have that contact face-to-face, you know, because they can relate to you better. If it's a company, they're kind of like, actually, this is the customer. I can see how it's affecting them. So I think it's a really powerful tool for CRM is to kind of adopt this approach. And Hangouts is one way that you can do that. So we've seen that happen and work pretty well. In fact, one of my colleagues is doing it for one of his customers. So I haven't gone that far yet, but he's using it to pretty good effect. Okay, actually, we'll just jump back to that, because one thing is just in the notes on here. When you're doing a Hangout, and this relates back to YouTube, there's also a feature there where you can watch video together. So you can be watching content on YouTube at the same time as your friend. And when you pause it, it pauses on their screen. When you rewind it, mute it, whatever, it's reflected on their screen. And it's a great way of actually, you know, viewing content at the same time as your friends and, you know, sharing that experience, commenting on it. And you know, it's a really cool interactive experience to have. And I don't know if anybody here ever used Google Wave when that was going. Okay, not too many. That's kind of what I thought. But there were actually some really cool features in that. I think it was, you know, we didn't roll it out in the right way, and, you know, probably missed the mark a little bit with that. But there's some really cool functionality in that, and some of that, you know, you'll see in Google Plus if you were familiar with Wave. And I think that kind of idea of screen sharing and watching content at the same time kind of builds on that stuff from Wave, really. So you'll see that in there as well. Actually, this is an example now of how it looks. So this is probably Sandra, my colleague, looking pretty stylish. She's in fashion, you'd expect that. So this is kind of, you know, how it would look. And, you know, here you can kind of, her fashion friends can see this. You can add in individual people, you can add in other circles there. And we use this internally a lot in Google. It's kind of, it's much more convenient than a video conference. You have to go to a specific video conference station to do that. You know, so I think it's, we found it really useful. And here's her friend responding. She's very happy. And they're going to watch a Burberry video together, so great example. And now they're chatting as well, so they can chat about the content that they're seeing. And this is a multi-person Hangout, so you've got, I think it's up to 10 you can do on there, but this is showing an example of how that would work. It's pretty cool. And yep, some more YouTube content sharing. I think you get the idea. We don't need to go through that again. Okay, so this is kind of looking at a profile page then, so it's looking at how somebody else's profile page would look. And got the opportunity to add them into Circle. So in this case, their privacy settings must be that anybody can see their content, my colleague can kind of come along and put them into a Circle. Okay, so here's some more cool stuff. We've got, if you get the app for your Android or iPhone, you can, we have this thing called Instant Upload, so if you take photographs, they automatically appear in your stream, again, based on the settings that you specify and the circles you want to see them. And we actually had the head of Google Europe was in my office last Friday, so it was kind of a big deal. We wanted to give him a souvenir, so this is in Manchester, and I know Glasgow is obviously a big football city as well. So basically, we got him a Man United shirt with his name on the back. Some people might say we should have got City as well, but, you know, we went for that one. And we all had a photograph taken with him, which is kind of fun. So one of my colleagues who took it said, yep, check the stream, it's going to be up there instantly. And I haven't had a chance to check it yet, but I'll go away and do that, because I want to check if it works. But it's quite a cool little thing to have. Okay, this is actually an example of instant upload. I'm sure you can imagine it, but we'll just walk through. There we go. And there is a photograph appearing on the stream from instant upload. Looks like it's been done by Hipstamatic or something. They kind of put a groovy Polaroid effect on there. Okay, and then this is another cool area of Google Plus is Sparks. So I'm trying to, you know, think of the best way to talk about this, and I think the best way I can describe it is it's kind of like a meme in the social media sense, in that you're going to put some kind of topic in here. You're interested in fashion, and what this will do is it will bring you content from blogs, from different circles that you're in, from content that's being put out there, and it will be about that particular thing. So if anyone uses Google Search and Google News, and you can subscribe to alerts about particular content, journalists love it, I know. I love it too. So this is kind of an addition to that, really. It's kind of, sourcing more content from social, because obviously, Google News does bring in stuff from blogs, but it's more kind of weighted towards kind of traditional publications, I guess. So this is kind of bringing in the social elements of that as well. So you can think of it like that. And if you're, it's great, I do it with my customers. So I would put my customers' names in here. And then I'm getting content on what's happening with my customers. Did they win a new client? Did somebody new join the company? That kind of thing. So really enables you to keep track on what's going on. And of course, here's an example. So here's some interests that people might have. And there's the this is coming through front. This is actually creating a spark. So you can see 2012 fashion trends is the spark here, and content on New York Fashion Week and Bloomingdale's and Kate Middleton at the bottom there, which is pretty cool. And these are showing the saved sparks here on the left-hand side. And then, of course, something comes through on Sparks, and you think it's really cool, and you want to share it with your friends. So kind of start the cycle over again. Take the spark, sharing it with your circle or individuals that you want to. And then if people are not using Google+, you can also email it to them. And then this is just going back to the stream, showing how the contents come from a spark into somebody's stream. Okay, and the final feature really, until today at least, was the huddle. And this is really enables you to have a chat with your friends based on SMS text messaging. So Google Plus kind of brings all this together. If people are not online, they're not kind of corresponding through instant messaging, but they're out and about texting. Maybe also if you're in a different country, all the apps you have and stuff are fantastic. But when you're in a different country and you don't want to rack up a huge bill on data plans, then maybe you need to find some other way to interact with that. So this is kind of a text messaging approach to do that. So this is just the beginning, really. It is a project. You can go check it out for yourself. So that should say demo at the end there. It's just hidden a little bit behind the plus symbol. As of today, it's open to everybody, so you don't need to beg, steal, or borrow invites from people. You can go to plus.google.com and sign up. So that's was just announced shortly before this presentation. The other things that were announced today, I'm going to pull this up on my email because I don't even know yet what happens. Hangouts, you talked about. It's going to be on mobile now as well, so you'll have an app for that, which will be very cool. Hangouts on air, where you can broadcast or you can save it and play it back later, which is pretty interesting for webinars and stuff like that. And it's going to be tomorrow, actually. There's the very first on-air Hangout with Will.i.am is happening, which is pretty cool. Check out Will.i.am's profile on Google+, apparently, to find out more, if you're a fan. And let's see what else is happening here. APIs are launched, and there's been a lot of talk about APIs from developers for a while. Looks like some limited APIs have been rolled out today. And finally, the coolest thing is Google Plus Search has launched. Didn't really have that on there before. It's Google product without search. Sounds weird, I know. So that's been put on there from today. So quite a few new features. I believe if you go to the demo page, those will be reflected in the demo page. So some pretty cool announcements. So I was kind of dreading standing up here telling you about this thing, and everyone would be like, but how do we join? And be like, well, it's kind of closed, but actually, no, it's not. So I'm personally very happy about that. Okay, so we're going to jump onto the other side of the equation now. That is Google+. We're going to look at the mysterious, or not so mysterious, hopefully, +1 button. So the reason this is important is that personal recommendations are trusted. I think most people in the room would, you know, already subscribe to that based on the fact we're at Social Media Week, or else we probably wouldn't be here. But it's interesting to kind of see how that stacks up. So this is some research from Nielsen, and you know, we're looking at how trusted those opinions are, and it's by far, you know, personal recommendations that are driving this. And one of the stats I quoted earlier today was that when consumers are starting the journey, the purchasing journey, 18% of those start with social media. So it's a big deal. And you know, some start with branded activities, some start with search, Google search. But you know, a fair chunk, around about a fifth, do start with social. So this whole notion that, you know, why is it such a big deal? Well, people do trust personal recommendations above anything else. And that's the reason we do see, you know, a lot of the consumer journey starting through social media activity. And this is why we kind of introduced +1. So recommendations are great. We know that. But, you know, they can get lost. And what I said earlier about the activity stream, like I'm just overwhelmed. Like I couldn't possibly keep track of it or maybe figure out how to use TweetDeck better. Or it could be in your email inbox. There's all these snippets and things out there, but it's how do you bring them all together? And you know, that's kind of what really what +1 is about, is that when somebody recommends something, says, we like this link, we like this ad, we like this product, we like this service, that's then stored and recorded, and you can then see you know, things that your friends have recommended. So that's kind of where this whole thing is headed, essentially, is that, you know, I kind of see something that I like, I click on a +1 button next to it. That's then, you know, stored, and that kind of interest is registered. And then when my friends are searching for something similar, they can actually see that I've endorsed that particular thing. So it's similar to the Facebook like button in that respect. But the key thing, I think Twitter has the follow button. But the key thing here is that it does have an impact on Google search. So it's not just kind of going somewhere and meaningless and saying, oh, I like this, well, that's great, but what does it mean, you know? Or I'm following this person, what does that mean? It actually will have an effect on the results that you see in Google search. So if I search for something, you know, my results are going to be improved by the fact that my friends have recommended things and +1 things. And so that's kind of, you know, what I think is really cool. And something else we also touched on earlier today, I kind of wish I could give the presentation again because I keep referring back to it, but it's also the idea of +1-ing an ad. So if you see an ad that you like, you can also +1 that and say, I love this ad. I love this company. I think it's a really cool, you know, ad that I'm seeing, whether it's a video or a display ad. So that's kind of where, you know, where things are headed, really, and that's kind of why it's so important. And this is exactly, you know, what we're showing here. So I'm searching Spanish hotels, and it says that I plus one'd it, but also shows my friends who have +1'd this. So because my friends have, I kind of that's more meaningful to me. As we saw earlier, the personal recommendations are the most trusted. So it's kind of bringing this element, the social elements, into Google search results. So that's where we're at right now. So 20 million users so far on Google+. +1 serving 4 billion impressions per day. So this is the big thing, I guess, what we're coming to is talked about plus. We've talked about +1 button. And this is why it's important, because you know, it's kind of seen a little bit isolated before, I guess, but, you know, this is kind of the the overall vision really is to connect the two things, so that you know when somebody does click a plus one button on content that they see, on search results that they see, even within Google Plus itself, this kind of all feeds back into Google Plus, so that you know the content you're receiving within Google Plus has been you know upweighted by the fact that somebody has plus one this. So this is kind of the overall concept really is kind of linking the plus one button with Google Plus. So this is going to show you how it works. I'm just going to flick through this rather than talk too much. So content's on Google Plus. You can reshare it as we've seen with the circles, and you can plus one it. And the fact that you plus one it on there means obviously it will impact the search results or wherever people see the content. So example here. Somebody plus one's a post that they like. So entering a message and then sharing that to their Google Plus profile. And then it appears in somebody's stream. And somebody sees that post and then they reshare that with their circles. Kind of like you would on Twitter, but it's, you know, this is more scoped to particular circles rather than just broadcasting it to everybody as you do on Twitter. I hope people are tweeting this, by the way, or plus one-ing it. And then, kind of, you know, the cycle's completed. Somebody else sees that, reshares, and, you know, you can see where it's headed. So next steps with plus one button. Any webmasters out there or any people responsible for this side of your business, then you can get the code snippet at the address there, or just search for it in Google. And put the code in your site. And, you know, the fact of having that code in your site, people see that, people click it, and increases the number of plus ones that you get, and then that you know impacts what people see in their search results on Google. So that's kind of really completing the loop on that thing. And that's it. Plus one button next to it. That's then you know stored, and that kind of interest is registered. And then when my friends are searching for something similar, they can actually see that I've endorsed that particular thing. So it's similar to the Facebook like button in that respect, but the key thing, or the I think the Twitter has the follow button, but the key thing here is that it does have an impact on Google search. So it's not just kind of going somewhere and meaningless and saying, oh, I like this, well, that's great, but what does it mean, you know? Or I'm following this person, what does that mean? It actually will have an effect on the results that you see in Google Search. So if I search for something, you know, my results are going to be improved by the fact that my friends have recommended things and plus one things. And so that's kind of, you know, what I think is really cool. And something else we also touched on earlier today, I kind of wish I could give the presentation again because I keep referring back to it, but it's also the idea of plus one-ing an ad. So if you see an ad that you like, you can also plus one that and say, I love this ad. I love this company. I think it's a really cool, you know, ad that I'm seeing, whether it's a video or a display ad. So that's kind of where, you know, where things are headed, really. And that's kind of why it's so important. And this is exactly, you know, what we're showing here. So I'm searching for Spanish hotels. And it says that I plus one'd it, but also shows my friends who have plus one this. So because my friends have, I kind of that's more meaningful to me. As we saw earlier, the personal recommendations are the most trusted. So it's kind of bringing this element, the social elements, into Google search results. So that's where we're at right now. So 20 million users so far on Google Plus. Plus one serving 4 billion impressions per day. So this is the big thing, I guess, what we're coming to is talked about plus. We've talked about plus one button. And this is why it's important, because you know it's kind of seen a little bit isolated before, I guess, but you know, this is kind of the overall vision really is to connect the two things. So that, you know, when somebody does click a plus one button on content that they see, on search results that they see, even within Google Plus itself, this kind of all feeds back into Google Plus so that, you know, the content you're receiving within Google Plus has been, you know, upweighted by the fact that somebody has plus one this. So this is kind of the overall concept really is kind of linking the plus one button with Google Plus. So this is going to show you how it works. I'm just going to flick through this rather than talk too much. So content's on Google Plus. You can reshare it as we've seen with the circles. And you can plus one it. And the fact that you plus one it on there means obviously it will impact the search results or wherever people see the content. So example here, somebody plus one's a post that they like. So entering a message and then sharing that to their Google Plus profile. And then it appears in somebody's stream. And somebody sees that post, and then they reshare that with their circles, kind of like you would on Twitter, but it's, you know, this is more scoped to particular circles rather than just broadcasting it to everybody as you do on Twitter. I hope people are tweeting this, by the way, or plus wanting it. And then kind of, you know, the cycle's completed, somebody else sees that, reshares, and, you know, you can see where it's headed. So next steps with plus one button, any webmasters out there or any people responsible for this side of your business, then you can get the code snippet at the address there or just search for it in Google and put the code in your site. And the, you know, the fact of having that code in your site, people see that, people click it, and increases the number of plus ones that you get, and then that, you know, impacts what people see in their search results on Google. So that's kind of really completing the loop on that thing. And that's it.